This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's time for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers as he joins us live in person at the Globe Center Field suite level. If you'd like to come by and say hi when the doors open, they'll open a series against the Orioles. And Chris Young Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, man. It's so good to be here and to open up this series against the Orioles, hoping for success. Now, what'd you think about the weekend performance in the extra innings? A lot of good stuff happened.
Well, it was. I mean, there was a lot of good baseball. It was three really good baseball games. Just from an entertainment standpoint, we had a chance to win all three, and we only came away with one. It was a little disappointing in that sense, but you know, I think it shows where our team is in terms of we can compete with a division rival, a team that's very, very good, and we had a chance to win all three games. Unfortunately, we just didn't get the job done twice in extra innings, and it came down to some little things that we just didn't execute as well as we need to. So I think it's some things that we've got to focus on, we've got to continue to improve and clean up. And you know, I don't want to make excuses, but we are a little shorthanded right now without Wyatt, without Berger, without Jock. And so to see the guys compete and battle without three of our main guys in the lineup, I thought it was a good sign. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're measured on wins and losses, and we got to find a way to convert those close games to wins.
Good time to see Corey Seager picking it up, isn't it?
Yeah, Corey's huge. I mean, he just means so much to our team. He can put our team on his shoulders and carry us, and what he did, the extra inning home run yesterday was just so awesome. I thought we were going to win that game at that point, and unfortunately, we just came up a little short, but Corey is a huge part of our success to get him going. The other guys are going to feed off this, and my hope is that we can get, you know, several guys going together here, and if we do, it can, you know, it can turn quickly for the better.
Is there anything formal with hitting midseason that changes with an evaluation, or are we hitting benchmarks, or is it just the process?
Well, the process is huge. I mean, we want to see quality at bats, and I think that's the biggest thing we look for. Sometimes your 15-day, 20-day results may be, you know, skewed by some hard outs, or you may have soft contact that leads to good results that maybe indicate, you know, your process stats haven't been as good. But overall, we want to see good quality at bats. We want to see the players committing to our team mentality, our team approach, and really working the pitcher, not chasing too much, staying within the strike zone, and hitting the ball hard when they do make contact. And, you know, so those are the main check marks that we look for and make sure that our guys are, you know, maintaining or staying true to those. And, you know, more often than not, when you do that, you'll have good results. Unfortunately, we haven't seen as many good results this year as we'd like.
So you're seeing the predicting indicators that this should be picking up pretty soon?
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes in that we have seen some positive performances. We've seen some improvements in Adolis Garcia over the course of June. We've seen Marcus Semien really came on strong. Obviously, having Corey back is huge. You know, we're missing Wyatt right now, Berger right now. JJ's had a tough month. So, you know, Evan Carter's been very good. Sam Haggerty's been very good. Josh Smith's been very good. So what I'd like to see is collectively, I'd like to see closer to, you know, 8 or 9 of the 13 going well instead of only 4 or 5. And if we can kind of trend that direction, then yes, we should have confidence that the offensive numbers will improve collectively.
I wanted to piggyback off JJ, and I married into a Texas Tech household. So I hope I can return home. But when it comes to Josh Young, what are you seeing right now? The exit velo has been down. I know over the weekend, a couple of tough ABs, especially in extra innings.
Yeah, it's mainly approach-driven. I mean, he's just, in certain situations, his swing rate, his chase rate, he just gets a little too excited, and he starts chasing too much. And I think the opposing pitchers know this, and they don't throw him strikes, and in turn, he gets himself out. And really, in these moments where you're not going well, somebody once said, you know, you try to do less in those moments. You almost see more pitches because you know if you put the ball in play, you're probably not going to barrel it. And JJ seems to be doing the opposite. So we've got to really find a way to get him back into what he was doing the first couple months of the season and get him to a better approach that's going to allow him to have success. But right now what we're seeing is not working, and so we've got to make some adjustments.
If you guys were healthier right now, would he be getting more days off, or, you know, what's the next step for him?
Look, I've said all along, and I can't run from it, it's a performance-based game. Mm-hmm. And the guys who perform the best are the ones who are going to play. Right now, we're a little boxed in with the injuries. But when guys are going well, and if there's somebody struggling to a level that we think we're better off with a different personnel on the field, we have an obligation to our fans to do that and make that move. And so the reality is that guys have to perform, and so that's what we're going to be looking for. It's our job to create the competition at a level that guys feel the need and urgency to perform. And unfortunately, we're a little banged up right now. We don't have the depth that we need to create that competition. But at the end, it is a performance-based game.
Chris Young here with you on The Fan. A guy who's performing well, looking forward to see him pitch tomorrow, Jacob DeGrom. I'm curious, last week, would he have been allowed to go the distance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jacob was, you know, his pitch count was in a good spot. I think he was at 84, 85 pitches through 7. You know, Jacob can have a 10-pitch inning, too. I mean, I really thought he was going to flirt with it. He was going to get close, if not get it. And, you know, there was a seeing eye ground ball. I gave him a hard time because I said, you know, Jacob, when I gave up mine and a couple times where I had close calls or flirted with no hitters, I gave them up in style. I gave up home runs to end my no hitters, and you gave up a seeing eye ground ball. So shows how good he was and how close he was.
Yeah, that was amazing. Back-to-back nights. Now, sorry, Brian.
No, go ahead. I'll cover after
you. Is there any update on the 200-inning idea, like where you ride that in relation to needing every one of his starts?
Look, I think a lot of that's going to be dependent upon where we are with the season and where the team is record-wise. Are we in competition? You know, Jacob is feeling great. The biggest things that we want to make sure that we protect are his recovery in between starts, making sure we're providing ample rest in between outings, that we're monitoring the volume of throws each outing, the volume of throws each week with his workload, you know, not in games, and that Jacob is bouncing back. And he's done all those things magnificently so far this year. And our goal is that
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That continues. Our medical team has done a great job. Jacob's done a tremendous job of taking care of himself. And what that inning total will look like at the end of the year, we will see. It's such a fluid thing right now, but, you know, he's just been marvelous.
Yeah. Chris, I was going to ask you, Josh Smith just looks natural playing first base. Is that rare what he's doing over there right now? I mean, just over the weekend, and he had some outstanding defensive plays, but his ability to pick a couple, some low throws and stuff like that, it just seems like he's a fit anywhere you put him. But he looks like he's comfortable over there playing first base.
Yeah, Josh has been tremendous. I mean, he really is a super utility player. He can play almost every position on the diamond, maybe minus catching. But, you know, we've never had to see him at second base because of Marcus, and he can fill in at short, third. He's playing great first base right now for Jake Berger. We've seen him in center field, left field. I can't remember if he's played right before, but it wouldn't shock me if he has, and I'm sure he's done it well. He really is remarkable at how well he can play multiple positions. And I really don't want to downplay how hard that is. Yeah. That's a really tough thing. I mean, you see guys who are the best in the world come out and work at their craft. We're watching them right now. They're taking ground balls at their respective positions. But, you know, 4 out of 5 come out to the exact same position every day and really hone that in. Smitty has to work at multiple positions, and he's very good at all of them. It speaks to how talented he is, but by no means is that easy. And he makes it look easy.
I was going to ask you, too. I felt terrible for Cole Wynn yesterday. I really did, you know, and he goes out there in the 11th, and you're like, man, he did exactly. And it just goes to show the depth that you've built in your bullpen to be able to kind of go that far and have a guy give you a quality.
Especially three nights
in a row. To me, I'm going, gosh, they have got to end this for this guy right now. He pitched a heck of an inning there in the
11th. You know, and that was the hard part of yesterday's game is that Cole came in. He's a young player in a tough situation. He did his job. He got through the, was it the 10th or the, I can't remember, the 11th, and held the run. They didn't score.
Right.
And then we got to a situation where we just needed contact there to win the game. And we couldn't get it done. And it's tough to see. Cole had to go back out there. The bullpen was very thin. I mean, we had 3 extra inning games over the weekend. We had a short start Friday night from Evo, which was scheduled, and then played 12 innings that night. And so it was very taxing on our arms. Our young pitchers stepped up and did a great job with Kamar on Saturday, Jack on Sunday. Jake Latz came in relief. I mean, I can't speak to how great our pitching was this weekend to really pick us up. And unfortunately, we just didn't quite come up with enough runs or push enough runs across that would allow us to win at least 2 or 3, if not all 3.
It's Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so in 2023, you got to earn being buyers at the deadline. The offense was great, needed pitchers. Could the opposite be said about right now? Like, this team actually has earned being buyers because the pitching's been so damn good.
Yeah, you know, I think less about whether the offense or the pitching has earned it, it's collectively, team-wise, where are we? And in 2023, we were in a really good spot in terms of our record and being in first place and the driver's seat in the division. And, you know, this year, unfortunately, we're 2 games under and we're not in the driver's seat. We're playing catch-up right now. And while I believe in this team and I believe that we can turn it on and when we get healthy, these guys are very capable of being a very good team. The reality is that to this point in the season, we have not seen it with any level of consistency. And so what I'd like to see immediately is us play very good baseball for a consistent period of time. And there's still time left to do that. However, you know, we don't have in perpetuity, so to speak, to make these decisions. We don't get till the end of the season to decide whether we're a winning team or not. We have to make these decisions a little bit earlier in terms of what we're going to do to upgrade the team or maybe, you know, trade from some of these pieces that may be expiring contracts or whatever, you know, may not fit in the future. So we do have tough decisions ahead. And, you know, really, I always say it's the team will help us determine the fate and where we're going. And, you know, that's why this weekend was a really kind of a heartbreaker. But that said, there's still time to respond. We've got 3 games with Baltimore here. My hope is that we can win 2 or 3, if not all 3. And then we go on a tough road trip before the All-Star break, and that may determine in a lot of ways what direction we go. But we've got 3 tough games in San Diego. We go to Anaheim, who's been playing very good baseball for 4, and then we finish down in Houston before the break. And if we can have a good stretch of baseball but here before the break, you know, I think it could give us confidence that we can go and add to this team in a way that will give us a chance to have a great second half.
You brought up Berger and Langford earlier. How are they doing? And then Tyler Malley as well. How close is he?
Yeah, several updates. Jake Berger is doing great. He has passed his test. He's going to be out on rehab the next couple days, and he'll join us in San Diego. Wyatt Langford, the same, doing really, really well. We should see him the day he's eligible to return off the IL in San Diego. Evan Carter is away from the team the next couple days, dealing with a death in the family. And sadly, we wish Evan and his family the best. But he'll be back by Wednesday, so we'll get him back. And then lastly, Tyler Malley. You know, we're in a little bit of a holding pattern with Tyler. His last MRI showed, a little bit of a strain in his rotator cuff, something that we've got to give a little more time to heal. He's not quite ready to start throwing. There was progress from the previous MRI, but unfortunately, we're not going to have Tyler anytime soon.
Okay. Wow, that's a tough news to take.
The other one I should have mentioned, John Gray is doing really, really well. John is throwing bullpens. He'll have a live BP in the next couple days, and at which point we'll hopefully get him out on rehab. And after a few rehab outings, he may be ready to rejoin the team. So we're good on the Gray front.
Now, what happened with Bradford last week? Did he try to go out and do something and realize, oh, the pain's back? Or
yeah, you know, I can't say specifically that Cody would have to answer as to when he felt it. I just know that, you know, he had cranked it up. We had kind of, we thought, passed some tests with live BPs and bullpens. And then, you know, playing catch, he was a little tight. He had been battling, I think, a flu bug and just wasn't feeling well. We took another MRI, and it showed that the kind of the tear, the damage was a little more significant, and the best course of action to make sure that, you know, really, hopefully he could be back in sometime in 2026 was to go ahead and have a surgery. And Dr. Meister did the surgery. I think we got the best possible outcome in terms of it being a brace procedure. And so I'm optimistic, you know, knowing Cody, he's going to do everything he possibly can to get back. And my hope is that we'll see him at some point next year.
Awesome stuff, sir. Thank you so much for your insights on all these topics. And give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks again for coming out. Love having you guys. And let's get some wins this week here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll drink to that. All right. Chris Young here with you. Brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. Almost every single Monday of the Ranger season here at 420. So good to us. Thank you, CY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.